This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Allah Loves. So we talked a lot about healthy pride and some of these things that typically don't get associated with positive connotations in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we got to gentleness. Now, the best way to actually merge these concepts is to look at this beautiful ayah in the Quran, which Allah talks about a group of people that He loves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the believers, مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ, that whoever amongst you turns away from his religion, then Allah will replace them with a people that love Allah and that are beloved to Allah. So Allah mentions that these people truly love Allah and they are truly loved by Allah. Then Allah mentions the characteristics. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, they are humbled amongst the believers, أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, and they carry themselves with dignity amongst disbelievers. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, they strive in the path of Allah, وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ, and they don't fear the blame of the blamers. Now, we talked about an unhealthy pride and a healthy type of pride. There's also an unhealthy humility. There's disgrace. And Imam al-Ghazali rahimahullah has an entire chapter distinguishing the positive sense of humility from unhealthy humility, a sense of humility which actually leads to disgrace. So, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. So, being humble amongst the believers and being dignified amongst disbelievers. Does this mean being disrespectful to those that don't believe? Does this mean harming them? No, we just finished in the previous episode the Prophet ﷺ maintaining a sense of collectedness and a sense of composure in the face of taunts. What this means is that you do not relinquish your faith or your principles or your Islam in the presence of other people. So let's compare these two qualities together and let's think about how we apply them today, all right? أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, humble amongst the believers. You'll find people, subhanAllah, that carry themselves with such dignity and courtesy amongst people that aren't Muslims, but then when they're amongst their own, they become ruthless. They suddenly let go of all of those types of things. So, you know, one of my mashayikh talked about خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ, that you take your beauty to the masajid. Some people, you know, that's not just talking about your clothes. You take your beautiful adab, your character, and those types of things. You find people that are so courteous at work that come to the masjid and suddenly, out of a sense of comfort, demonstrate a certain sense of pride and arrogance amongst the believers. And that's not the way that we're called to be. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, Allah says we should humble ourselves with extreme humility amongst the believers. And that humility is actually a very strong word. ذِلَّة means humiliation, that you bring yourself down, you lower your wing, you bring yourself down, and you always deal with a great sense of humility. Now, you don't not deal with humility with people that are not believers, no. But at the same time, that humility that you have does not lead you to disgrace yourself with your faith amongst people that don't believe in it. So someone out of that same humility and mercy that they're supposed to be showing amongst the mu'mineen might take that into the public, and not only will they accept taunt and will they accept people that that do things to them, but they'll actually hide their faith. They will actually relinquish it. So, you know, someone might look at this verse and they would say, well, does that mean I should go to like my non-Muslim neighbor and I should like bang on their door on Christmas and say, take down your Christmas decorations? No, what that does mean is that on Eid, you proudly go over and you say, you know, we just fasted the month of Ramadan, we are Muslims, and we want to share this experience with you. We'd like to share these, we'd like to share our gift with you. And, you know, please accept this gift from us. It's not relinquishing your faith in the presence of people that don't believe in it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions, يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that they strive in the path of Allah, وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ, they don't fear the blame of the blamers. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentions here that notice that Allah did not say they don't fear the blame of the disbelievers. Because oftentimes the people that persecute you most or that try to shame you out of your Islam most are other Muslims. There are certain things that you can do that your non-Muslim friends accept of your Islam so gently, but then you're amongst your Muslim relatives and they want you to stop doing this and they feel ashamed of this. And they've internalized that dhilla, that humiliation, from the outside to where they're now most vicious with people on the inside, right? And it speaks to a collective issue. So لَوْمَ تَلَاءَمْ, they don't fear the blame of the blamers. No one can push you away from your faith inside the community, outside the community. No one can shake you out of your own ethical core and out of your own principles of good character and good akhlaq, inside or outside. No one can force you to act rudely or to relinquish anything of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves inside or outside. So this is a package that comes together. And the last comment that I'll give on this is one that I found very insightful from Imam Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah. He said that the curse of the believer is that he excels in one good quality, and so he tolerates the bad quality that comes with that. So we talked about healthy pride. It's very rare to find people that can actually utilize good pride when it's necessary and good humility when it's necessary. So it's very hard to find people that can strike that balance. We ask Allah to give that to us and to make us humble in His sight and proud of the things that He teaches us to be proud of and to be beloved as a result of that. Allahumma ameen. See you all next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.